It's all over me.
Oh, I forgot to put my headphones on.
It's a little nipply.
You must be sick. Because I am definitely not cold.
Better not be cold.
We need to move chairs. Here underneath the air conditioning vent.
I'm always so cold.
Probably, and I'm always sitting over here sweating to death. We're going to have to change.
It's because you're always hot flashing.
Yep, I'll turn that light on. They put off some good heat.
Right. Oof. Bless your heart.
She's going through the change. Is that a quarter on the floor?
No, I went through the change a long time ago.
So let's talk about how Kim was going to put up these curtains in her little back room once Emily had moved out. Okay. So I go over there to help her, aka supervise.
I was going to say, that is not what he came over for.
And I show up thinking, you know, Kim complains that in the summertime when it's sunny, you know, it just gets so hot out there. So I thought, okay, she's probably going to get some curtains like these that will block out the sun. So you can just close them up.
She get the little lacy ones.
No. She, what do we call it again?
A valance.
She got a little valance.
They have blinds.
Do you know what valance is?
There's blinds in all of the room, in all the rooms. So I just got valances to, it's to hide the tops of the blind. Oh.
That is the dumbest. There's a lot of windows out there, first of all. So we spent a lot of time.
Hence is why I didn't buy curtains for all of those.
Curtains are pricey.
Well, you did.
My God.
Someone changed them to valances.
It's because I bought 3 sets of curtains instead of 10 sets of curtains to be able to put on all 10 windows.
I mean, curtains, they're not cheap, even at TJ Maxx and whatnot. I mean, especially if you have multiple windows. See, now, I hate hanging window features, blinds, curtains, can't stand it because you got to get it even. If you don't, it bothers me and you have to find a stud. So I just get those tension rods, 2 seconds. Like every curtain in my house is put up with tension rods.
If the new windows, so I only have 2 new windows out there. The rest of them are really old and grandpa made storm windows, made homemade storm windows. Because it was supposed to be his idea of a screened-in porch. Well, it's not really a screened-in porch. But he bought really cheap windows because he didn't expect to use it year-round. It was just going to be like a 3-season room or whatever.
Yeah.
But he made his own storm windows. Well, the storm windows come completely out, and there's no way of putting like a tension one in it. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were all the new windows, because there's 2 new ones, if they were all that way, then I could have done it that way. But the other one, I couldn't.
Oh, bastard. I've even used those like command hooks on either side of the window. And
oh, yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Yeah. My son-in-law done it for me.
Hey, I supervised.
I need me one of those just for manual labor.
Son-in-law?
Just a hetero man who's handy and will do physical labor and trade for meatloafs and baked goods.
There you go. That's funny.
Yeah. So he was going on and on about not even a full curtain. It's just a little bitty thing.
Well, then she put 2 of them on and I thought, you know, you could have just saved fabric. I would have put 1 curtain across the window.
Just one.
And then
he's a heterosexual male. He has no idea what.
And then
he's
when you're out there and you need to close it to save yourself from all the heat of the sun, you just close it. I'm more functional, I guess.
I like
instead
those.
She's got the ballast or whatever. I don't know.
I wasn't spending $120.
You know what reminds me? It reminded me of if you go to a funeral and you have a little lacy thing sometimes underneath the caskets.
Oh yeah.
And I said, Kim, when you die, we're going to take all these down and we're going to put them at the base of your casket.
Yeah. God bless her.
I had already spent $100 on blinds. I was not going to spend $120 more dollars on.
I got some of that.
Because I like blinds.
That window film that you just spray your window with a little water and you put it up. Like they have frosted one. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the frosted ones, but I, a few months ago, got some faux stained glass looking ones. And I've got one on my front door. And it's so pretty. You know, it's fake stained glass, but the light that comes through it looks real. Mm-hmm. And it's nice and, you know, it dims it enough to where, like, during the day I have that big bay window and it gets, like, real bright, but it, you mm-hmm. know, makes it to where you don't have to squint when you're in
there
the living
you go,
room.
Cam. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the only time that it's really, really bright out back there anyway is in the morning because it faces oh, yeah. the east. So once it becomes noon and stuff, it's not near as bad. So
you
usually
don't wake up
it
that
doesn't.
Early.
That's an evening room.
I'm going to have to.
Less struggle.
All right. She's a light owl. She's yeah. a night walker. She's a night one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, John.
What are you doing? I think
my,
you need
my
to.
My camera needs a Viagra.
You need
it
to.
Needs a little something.
You need to tighten it up.
Ow.
I don't think it tightens. I think you just need to straighten up that rod and then you need to bend the top one. There you go.
There you go.
I don't like it.
There. That's much better.
Hold Today, on. I'm the professional when it comes to the rods. Step back, ladies.
I'm not even going to. Acknowledge that you even said that.
Hey, I'm wearing all red.
I seen.
This is Sassy Coco. Frassy over
you
here.
You are
red
getting
light district.
Sassy shorts, sassy shirt.
You are getting very bold with your other.
Black underwear, though. I'm not doing a full one.
Color choices.
I'm in all black. I'm mourning perpetually. Call me Queen
I
Victoria.
I normally wear all black, but.
I do have pink undies on, though.
What color are your undies, Kim?
I don't remember.
What color were they originally when you bought them 20
blue.
Years ago?
I think they're blue.
Not pink and yellow.
A pink and yellow.
They're bikinis.
I need to get me some new undies.
Kim had, from her childhood, I think is what she told me. I was barely listening when I was at her house. She has a little bitty like wooden rocking horse.
Yeah.
And I was like, Kim, I can make you a lot of money online if you get your bikini on.
Sit on that.
Just sit on it, and I'll just take a couple photos and videos, and we'll make you some money. But she wouldn't do it. She's
selfish.
Just got too much money. She over here complaining about all the money she doesn't have.
Too much. Cool. I'm getting new furniture.
Yay.
Did you finally get in your bikini and go take that video?
No. My mom got new furniture. I'm getting her old stuff.
That's the best. Free new furniture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's older furniture, so it's hideous. It's ugly, but I've already gotten some
at
covers
least it's real
ordered.
Wood.
Yeah. I've already got covers for it. So
were they people who used to like leave plastic on their furniture?
No.
Okay.
Hey, I like
no,
the
just,
older
it's
stuff.
Really, yeah.
Granny
it's really
core.
Nice.
That's real hot right now. Sounds dirty.
It's a plaid.
That's what
color.
I was gonna call Kim's video.
Granny core.
Oh my god.
Come get you some granny car.
It's a plaid, so it's not pretty at all. So I've already got gray, because that's what my couch and love seat is now. They're gray. I got a gray Slip. Cover. Yeah, a couple covers for them. Mm. So, but I'm just happy that I'm going to have a couch that's not broke. And every time you sit in it, you're afraid that you're going to hit the floor.
It's the little things.
I kind of hope that you do hit the floor, though.
The sad part of it is
we're hoping for different things when you sit in that.
The sad part of it is that furniture is only like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, but it's that pressed wood.
Yeah, you get what you pay for when it comes to furniture.
That stuff ain't meant to be used or the last.
Yeah, so I'm super excited.
Well, good.
Well, I have an old chair out in my back porch that Shane sat in the other day.
Nice.
And that is the heaviest chair. It's just a little rocking, an old rocking chair. That rocking chair has been in the house ever since I can remember. That's how old that rocking chair is. Grandpa had it recovered once, so it's still not real pretty. I might end up getting it. I didn't even think about getting a cover for it, but I might in it.
So, that chair will outlive Kim.
But yeah, it will. It is a nice, nice chair. It's nice.
Yeah, I sat in it.
So I'm getting.
I was like, ooh, this.
I'm getting That's their old couch and their old love seat. And then they had a recliner too. So I'm going to get rid of that blue recliner that's out on the back porch. That's about, it needs to be taken apart and just burnt. I think it's not good.
It's had a
so
good
I'm going to
run.
Replace it.
Grandma always had to buy a new couch about every 5 years because
oh, yeah.
we're larger people mm-hmm. with hefty badonks mm-hmm. and
hefty sitters.
Shane and I sit correctly because grandma taught us, you know, but everybody else, we're like, I'm one of the shortest men in our family, but they'll, you know, stand right in front of the couch and then
flop down
mm-hmm. and then after a few flops, that couch is broken.
It doesn't take much. Yeah. So I'm really excited to have something that's not broken and is going to last a while because it's made so well. Okay. And I'm not spending $2,000 or $3,000 on it.
Well, I'd much rather reupholster, cover a good older couch than buy something cheap and new because it's just, it's garbage.
Yeah, it is. The couch that's on the back porch was my grandpa's, and so that's been in there for a really long time too. It doesn't look great. It's like a brownish color. It doesn't look great because it's faded a lot. So it really needs a cover too, but it still sits well.
Hmm. They don't make them like they used to.
They don't. They definitely don't. And I mean, when I bought that in the house 5 or 6 years ago, it was still like $1,200. And for it to not even last 10 years is ridiculous.
Scams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited. Now what? Now what are we going to talk about?
I was waiting to see what else came out of your mouth.
There was something we were going to talk about. What was it?
I don't know. One, two. This is what happens when we don't write it down.
I know.
My brain's gone.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I don't think that
did was we good. Go anywhere?
Postcard.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, we have postcards. Oh, that's it. Look, Josh is the one that remembered. Oh my gosh, what have we come to?
That never happens.
I know.
Let me find over here.
Hey, I'm not good at remembering things, but I'm good at finding stuff that's lost.
True.
Hang on, I about got him. Hang on.
You need to clean up.
It's because my birthday stuff's over there. Okay. There's 4 postcards, so you each get 2.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Ooh.
All right. So our first one says, on my way to steal your girl.
A boot full of rats. Mm-hmm.
This one is from Jamie, I think. And it says, to Shane, Josh, and producer Kim. I got this postcard from the artist at SimK on Instagram and thought of y'all. My mom and I love to listen to your podcast. We're always going, did you hear what Shane said? Or did you listen to the one about or laughing about how similar Josh and I are? Shit, fire, and Jesus are every everyday sayings in our household now. Listening to y'all reminds me of being at a family get-together and being out with the gossipy cousins. Thanks for all the laughs, Jamie and their mom. I think it's Diane, but the pen got a little
smudgy. Well, she nailed the hammer on the nail, or however the expression goes there. Mm-hmm. Any family get-together, Shannon and I would always usually spend most of the time trying to avoid our family, but we're the only fun people in our family. So they're like, everybody wouldn't leave us alone, one after another.
I'm pretty sure at your grandma's funeral, Shane and I was sitting talking shit about people as they walked by.
Oh, probably.
On our dad's side of the family, too. Though, we have some cousins who we like to gossip with, though.
Oh, yeah.
This postcard is from California.
Mm. California.
I really like that it's a family thing.
Oh, her mom the stickers, too. They put some fabulous stickers.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy us, and hello, fellow slut, if you're anything like me.
And our next one has a fabulous cat on it, and it says Terry Bison Ranch.
And a scarecrow.
Yeah.
It's my favorite fall decoration.
This one says, we are here at Terry Bison Ranch. It looks like it's in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, that's when...
This is from Michelle and Debbie.
Michelle and Debbie.
Went to Bison Ranch and only found a cat postcard. Saw bison and meerkat and thought of you boys. Took a rickety train ride around a fake town and fed bison by hand. Couldn't hear a damn thing the guide said, but had a blast. Mish and Debbie.
I call my chihuahua a little meerkat because she likes to stand on her. She's the same coloring as one, and she'll stand on her back legs. And when you're eating, like,
I got on TikTok the other night. I think it was TikTok. And this one had come up with this really nice looking daddy, you know, with no shirt on. And there was a dog just looked just like Annie.
Aww.
Licking the TV or the TV or whatever it was. It was hilarious. I almost sent it to Josh and said, did you teach her how to do this?
I've done that before.
I was cracking up.
You would have sent it to him, but you were too busy licking your phone.
Well, no, a lot of people send me stuff on TikTok, but I don't like that you get in like a time loop when you get on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I literally only use it to, like, if I want to look up a recipe or something, like, really quick, I'll get on there, look up a video, and then get right off. Because if I check my messages, then you click one, and then you're stuck. And next thing you know, 4 hours has passed, and you're hungry and got to pee. And
right.
It feels like almost an addiction.
It is, yeah.
I'm like, no, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
I'll keep it. Like, I looked up, like, recipes. That's probably the simplest one, because I used to do Pinterest, but you have to read about their great freaking grandma and how she came up with this recipe and survived the Great Depression, and right. her husband don't like onions, but she sneaks them in there. Like, I hate that. I hate it.
But she sneaks them in there.
It drives me crazy. You got to scroll, and I'm like, I just want peanut butter cookie recipes because I can't remember how many eggs to add.
I just Google it, and then I skip to recipe, push the skip to recipe button.
Well, I'm visual, so I like, you know, seeing them, like, make the stuff in front of me.
I got you.
I remember it, retain it easier.
Sure.
It looks like a lot of the patrons just loved your new cooking video.
Oh, yeah. One of our patrons was at my house yesterday for a hot minute.
Oh.
She's a delivery driver, and she brings mom's Timu to my house. I was getting ready to do my fried green tomato video, and you know, she knocked on the door, and I went to go answer, and she, you know, hi, how are you? And I recognize, like, I spoke to her before, but it's been a minute, and I'm not very good with faces, apparently. So I was just like, I recognize you, but who are you? And then she said she's a patron. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, my house is a mess right now. Mom's cleaning out her room. This ain't mine. It was clean 2 days ago.
Shane and I are going to go see another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, another, Rick.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell people who he is, because he's supposed to be in my basement.
He got out all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized he's going to be really close. I can get him in my basement now.
Throw him in your trunk real quick. Bring the handcuffs.
Like, here, does this rag smell funny?
Does it smell like vanilla?
What does it smell like to you?
Well, my postcards are from Issaquah, Washington. Let's see. Hey, gang. I took my daughter to this chocolate factory close to my house. The founder is from Austria.
Ooh.
The factory, store, and chalet are still there, and they give daily tours, too.
That's awesome.
It's some fun local history. Smiley face, Jennifer Smith. Thank you, Jennifer. When Kim brought this morning, I was like, we got to go here. There's a chocolate factory. That's what I'm about.
Oh, hold it up to the camera.
Yeah, and I told him that there's also one up in South Bend that we toured when we went up there for my birthday a couple years ago.
As soon as I saw it, in my head went, Ricola.
I know. He's blowing one of those big things.
Those are my favorite cough drops.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Really?
Oh, I do. Well, they have a lot of different flavors if you don't like the original.
I usually get the honey lemon.
I like the original.
Maybe
I vary.
I'm a suckler.
Maybe I haven't tried any other than the original.
Well, I feel like the Halls ones are too much.
It's
like,
too strong.
I'm a young lady. I can't handle
I prefer
this.
My mouth doesn't do Halls.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what are the name of
these
them?
Mouth are for balls, not Halls.
That's an oral thing where you can put a minty cough drop in your mouth when you're going down on somebody, and it's supposed to make it feel cool. I'm like, who wants it to feel cold?
Raise your hand if you knew that. I had no idea.
You can use Pop Rocks as another candy that you can put in there. The poppin' as your...
I knew that.
Kim, you are...
Kim's husband. Lived. She's lived.
Why would you want that?
She's the That's one who weird. Came up with that originally 200 years ago.
No. When she invented Pop Rocks. When she invented rocks.
Do you remember the name of that chocolate factory that we went to when we were up in...
Up in where? I've been to a lot of chocolate factories. No, I don't remember.
Such pretty handwriting. This one is from Meow Wolf. Convergence Station in Denver, Colorado. Hey, gang, this place was trippy, just like some of your conversations. FYI, the cashier had to call her manager because I was wearing your shirt, and she's excited to check out your podcast because she's a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
That a way to...
Michelle Me.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, Michelle.
And then P.S. Meow Wolf, the only place in Colorado you feel like you smoked weed without smoking. I love it.
Well, there's a lot of places you can just walk around and you just feel like you got a contact high.
We need to watch it. Michelle's able to send us an invoice for advertising.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing her shirt.
Wearing her shirt everywhere.
That's funny.
Is that the one with my name on it?
No. That's not. That wasn't hers. That lady, though, was the lady that we met at CrimeCon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, different lady, though.
Yeah. I'd apologize for forgetting names, but if they've listened long enough to have my name on a shirt, they know names are my weakness. I'm sorry. Unless I actively see it on Facebook, like, constantly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't learn new names.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, especially when you start a new job somewhere. I've worked places over 2 years, and I still haven't learned. Because the nursing home, I mean... dozens and dozens of people work there, and you know it's a high turnover job.
Right.
I'm like, I'll learn your name after you've been here a year, if you're lucky. Until then, wear your name tag and answer to hey.
When Shane and I worked in hell, there was at one time there was what 800 people in that building or something like that. I can't remember. And 90% of them, if they seen me out in the hall, they'd hi, Kim. You know,
you have an easy
but
name.
I had no idea who any of them were. Unless I had been on the same team as them. I didn't.
Well, they were probably scared of you because you were just walking the halls
mean mugging everybody out. That's what it was.
Be nice to her. She'll put you in her
basement.
Well,
I've also been there for almost 15 flipping years, so.
I'll meet you in the hallway.
Got to make that overtime.
Now, Kim, did you ever go into the gym?
They had a gym there?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Yeah, they did.
She walked in and turned right back around. She thought there was a vending machine
in the wrong place.
There.
No. You want to know why I was in there? There's been two reasons why I've been in there.
Why?
Number one is we were under a tornado warning, so we were taking shelter.
Can you imagine if that's where you died?
I know.
Get crushed to death by a weight or a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she went.
And number two, one of the teams that I was on was like right in front of where that was at. Well, they had access to bathrooms in there, too. Mm-hmm. So if it was a big emergency, I would run through there and go into the bathroom that way. Because they had their own bathroom and showers for the exercise room. And I would...
Well, it's also a twofer. I mean, if it's a real bad bathroom experience, you got a shower.
I got a shower. That's right. Yeah. That, and I mean, not a lot of people used it either. So if
that's
I had a really,
went too.
Yeah, if I had a really bad bathroom, no, I didn't have to worry about somebody coming in after me going, oh my God, what died in here?
My asshole.
So I
committed suicide over abuse.
Right.
And then they changed it though until you had to badge into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they extended the normal bathrooms and they got rid of those bathrooms. Yeah. So.
Probably because of you. People kept going in there just to use the bathroom.
Probably.
We're tired of seeing her.
Oh,
we don't want your kind.
Hey, when you kind of go, you got
to. We know you ain't working out in here.
Get your Subway sandwich and leave,
actually,
ma'am.
I think I might have once or twice.
Worked out in there?
Yeah. I think I walked on the treadmill.
She didn't want to go home to Gary after.
Right. I'd rather work out.
It's like, have you ever been in a relationship where when you get home, you wait like 10, 15 minutes in the car just to enjoy a quiet
blast
before
of
you go into the hell?
I think I'll take the long way home.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Sorry, there's so much traffic while I was parked at the park wishing you didn't exist. I used to have to, with my dead ex, like psych myself up to go into the house. Like, what fresh hell am I going to walk into today? A big hullabaloo over literally nothing.
Right.
I used to piss him off so much because he would get so mad over literally nothing. Like, I'd be getting screamed at and I'm like, why are you, like, I literally walked in the door. Why am I being berated? And my go-to response was, you need to calm down. Which just pissed him off even.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I kept saying it. You need to calm down. I ain't going to talk to you when you're like this because you're irrational and you're drunk. calm down. Mm-hmm. We can have a civil conversation.
When don't you tell sober me to up. Calm down. Yeah, we can have a conversation when you sober up. Oh, wait, you never sober
right.
up. So.
Right.
He should have, though. He might still be breathing.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's sober now.
When everybody tells you you've got an alcohol problem, you might want to listen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I laughed about that the other day because, you know, when you try to go to sleep, stuff from your past just replays in your head. And I, for some reason, because I dreamed about him last week. It was a creepy dream. Like, I woke up sweaty. I so hot during that dream because it looked like Andy, but it wasn't. Like, it was, it had his appearance, but his eyes were real big and dead looking. And he was just like half. He was in my bedroom right by my door, and there's like a little thing where my closet is, like a corner. Mm-hmm. And it was only half of his face, like just watching me sleep. And it was such a disturbing dream that it, like, I mean, I woke up drenched in sweat. Uh-huh. I took my nightshirt off.
Oh, God. He's
I showered.
You.
Don't you think I didn't? I saged, I palo santoed, I did my little singing mm-hmm. bowls.
Get and, all that stuff uh-huh. out. Mm-hmm.
I rebuked it. I was like, if there's anything negative here that wishes me ill will, you are not well. You know, I was channeling grandma. Mm-hmm. You ain't welcome here. Get the hell out the house.
Right.
Call the blood of the lamb. And I've done that every night since then because I'm like, you ain't, we ain't haunting me.
We're not doing this again. We're not doing this again.
You ain't paying rent. Get your ass out of this house.
It didn't like scare me, but I didn't like. Like, Annie was even sleeping under the bed, so I must have been, like, kicking or, you know, tossing and turning. But, he looked creepy.
A while back, maybe about a month or so ago, I went for, like, a whole week, and I dreamt of my ex-husband every flipping night. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
God dang Mercury in retrograde.
It was awful. And they were all, I mean... None of them were really good dreams, you know, and it was just so weird. I'm like, why is this every, and that happens every now and then. I'll go for an extended period of time and dream about him about every night. Then it'll go away. I'm like, geez, you're haunting me already and he ain't even dead.
Well, I'm still friendly with the ex I dated right after Andy. We still, you know, Facebook message and he was a very nice guy, just emotionally dead inside. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, you know. A little bit vain. And I feel that after 2 years of dating, if you don't love me, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I'm right. Like, I've had people say they love me the first time they meet me. And you know right. me 2 years and you can't say it. No, sorry. It ain't all. We want different things.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind. But
yeah, he was nice. He's been the only one that I've ever met that I liked.
Yeah.
But him and... The dead one's the only ones I've ever met, too.
There's the only two relationships I've ever had.
Well, that's a good reason that's why
dead,
I only
one
know.
One that was dead inside.
I met Andy, and what's weird is I'm about to be the age Andy was when we started dating, 34, and I was 23. And I
was going to say, how much older was
11 years.
Wow.
I'm like, there ain't no way in hell I would date a 23-year-old at my age. We have nothing in common. I've always been more mature than most men my age, but hell no. As soon as they're like, no cap bussing for a fur, I'm like, you got to go. You can leave. Bye. And I know those words because when the young guys hit on me on the apps, they'll be like, yo, sup, you gorgeous, no cap. I'm block. I'm like, you looked at my gorgeous pictures and you thought, yeah, a yo's gonna work on that.
I would have worked
a lady.
With
wrong.
I don't respond to yo or sup. I'm like, sup. You have to carry a conversation because you can tell a lot about a man by the way he speaks in a conversation. And when they're quick with words and have, you know, quick responses that are short, I'm like, and that's exactly how you have intercourse. Quick and short, it's going to be over before you know it. No, thank you.
Tell me. You're both like, what?
What?
So,
how I have intercourse?
This is, no.
How do you follow that up with a tell me, Kim?
No, listen.
You flick the labia?
Pretend like you don't know. Pretend like we are not besties, okay?
I'd like to.
We are acquaintances. And say,
ideal world.
You know... my past when it comes with losing Amber and how she passed away and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would you message me every time you were drunk off your ass?
No.
Not smart.
I have somebody that does that, and it drives me nuts.
That's disrespectful.
Why don't you block them?
I just don't have the heart.
You're a lot nicer than I am.
That fault is in you.
I'm very short. I'm very short with him.
That's just
very short with him.
That's very disrespectful. Like, that was one of the things that bothered me about my ex, is he was always drunk. And like, you never met him sober.
No.
And I'm like, you know, her daughter died of a drunk driver. Can you, you know, not drink a whole bottle of Patron before we go hang out with them? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not asking for much.
I mean, I'll give it to him. You didn't always know that he was, you couldn't always tell that he was that drunk.
Till you got home and started yelling at me.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I couldn't always tell that he was that drunk. I mean, he always had a drink in his hand. I knew he was always drinking, but I didn't know how drunk he was.
He used to, his biggest gripe was that I never defended him against my family. And I'm like, because they're right. You're an alcoholic asshole and I can do better.
Yeah. Every time he messages me, I'll say, hey, what are you doing? Up, sitting here drinking. I've been drinking for a while, and I'm like, just a little bit drunk. No, really?
Dear Lord.
That's nothing. Even. And I'll tell him, that's nothing new.
Like, if
you would think because I'm really short with him, you would think that he would get the idea.
Some men just don't.
Yeah.
I go right over their head.
Right.
I just, even if I have a glass of wine, I usually won't text you. You know, you just, it's a respect thing. I feel that, you know.
Well, our buddy Dave, he thinks that anytime he is going to go out and get a drink that he needs to tell me. He'll always tell me, you know, I'm going to go out or I'm going to go to my friend's house and we're going to have a couple drinks. But don't worry, I'm going to do it safely. You don't have a driver's license. Why would
I? And you're in your 40s. Who gives a shit?
Why would I? I'm like, you don't have to tell me. No, I just want you to know that I'll be safe. Don't worry. And I'm like, okay, I don't expect you to get into a car right after you have to drink.
You can't
drive. And you wouldn't have been thinking about it because you wouldn't have been thinking that day. I wonder what Dave's doing. I wonder if he's drinking right now and in a car.
I mean, I love him to death. And he knows that. Funny. And I always tell him, you don't have to tell me this. I know. But it makes me feel better. Okay. It makes me feel better that you know that I'm going to be safe. All right.
Gotta have permission.
Boy, you just
I love him to death.
You got a lot of people that just message you random shit.
Sob story.
I'm just going to randomly message Kim random shit.
You do now.
I do. That's true.
Well, I guess I sometimes do. Hey, Kim, look at this man I just had. At least that's fun. You know, I'm safe-ish.
Josh, you have a mystery today,
don't
you?
I've not been murdered, I guess. By safe, I mean I ain't that's been true. Murdered yet. Well, I always ask them for it rough, but when they see me, I'm so pretty that they just can't help themselves. They got to make love to me. Gets annoying.
It's annoying.
Pull my hair. Smack my ass. God, kiss me, bitch. Yeah. Good Lord. I ain't asking for miracles. Just a little BDSM here and there.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Well, my mystery today is in Romania, as I mentioned in our last episode. And it is located in northwestern Romania. And it is the world's, and I smirked in your episode because you were like, I picked this one in Japan because Josh likes forest. Well, mine is considered the world's most haunted forest. And it's also called Romania's Bermuda Triangle.
Ooh!
It was named Hoiabasu after a shepherd went into the forest and was never seen again. His name was apparently Hoiabasu.
No. And,
right. So shocked. One day when he was out with his sheep, he saw a grassy clearing through the bend and the gnarled branches of the forest. So he thought, that's a perfect spot for my sheep to graze. And he led over 200 of his sheep into the forest to feed. Well, neither he nor his sheep were ever seen again, making it just one of the reasons Hoiabasu is so creepy. I should have got pictures because it is a very creepy look. Like, if you didn't know it was haunted, you'd look at it and you're like, that place is haunted. That's where the devil lives. Well, the legend's beginnings stretch back to the oldest recorded settlement in Romania, which lies just outside the forest and dates back to 6000 BC. It is believed that a rival tribe attacked and conquered the village and drove the villagers into Hoyabashu Forest, where over 200 of them were murdered and left to the elements to decay. Today, you can still find artifacts and the bases of homes and even some tombs of those early settlers. So already, a shepherd and his 200 sheep and 200 villagers dead in the woods. That's how you get ghosts. Time also seems to have no meaning once someone is inside the forest. Over the years, more than 1,000 people have disappeared while walking through Hoyabashu, and most are never seen again. Those who are found say that they were just hiking for a few minutes or even hours when they came out to find search parties looking for them. What was only just a few hours inside the forest could have been days, months, or in one case, even years of lost time. One legend is about a girl who was only 5 when she was lost in the forest. She was eventually found safe, clean, and wearing the same clothes, but she had no memory of the time that had passed.
Had she aged?
Her own family didn't even recognize her at first because 5 years had passed since she went missing. But here she was, now 10 years old, and in the same clean outfit she was wearing, only she had grown and it no longer fit her. All that, like, I mentioned it was a clean outfit twice because I'm like, if you're lost in the woods for even a day, your clothes are going to be dirty.
Right.
Well, much like the suicide forest in Japan, Hoyabashu Forest is popular among those who no longer wish to reside among the living. Even if they may not have gone into the forest to end their lives, Hoyabashu is said to play with people's emotions in both good and bad ways. For example, if you are happy and cheerful, a walk in the forest is said to strengthen those emotions and give you an almost euphoric feeling, like acid, probably. I wouldn't know.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with 2 young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
But if you are depressed or sad, it still has the same effect, allegedly resulting in the large number of lives taken independently. I get that same feeling when I go into Walmart to go grocery shopping. Oh, take me now, Lord. I've seen enough. I hate it.
I hear you.
Adding to the creepiness of the forest, aside from the dense canopy of leaves resulting in low light, the trees themselves are eerily deformed. All of them grow at weird angles, are bent in weird shapes and broken, and most have large scars and huge protruding bumps, and some appear to have been burned. And due to the large number of strange phenomena, scientists have explored and investigated the forest over the years. The most notable is Alexandru Sift, who had decades of work on the forest stolen from his home soon after his death. Nothing else was taken from his home aside from his work on Hoyabashu Forest. And among the things that was stolen was a series of published photos that he had taken while in the forest that are said to have contained balls of light and other mysterious flying objects. And there are even reports of a metallic saucer-shaped object that can be seen flying around the forest as well, dating back as far as 1968, Kim's birth year.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenya, I'll give you a guess as to what government officials say that flying saucer is. What is it always?
Balloons.
Weather balloon.
Go figure.
They claim it's just a weather balloon. However, no records of weather balloons being released in the area were ever found. Always a weather balloon. Mm-hmm. I swear, come up with a new, start blaming that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss you out. That weather balloon was controlling my emotions. Numerous reports of people who venture into the forest to hike or camp have been made. And they have seen strange shadows, the faces of dead loved ones in the trees, and even strange sounds like large footsteps, screams, and creepier noises that sound out of this world. Even animals that have no business walking around a Romanian forest, like a jaguar, have been spotted as well. However, it usually vanishes within seconds of being spotted. Now, this is the third instance of a large cat, like in a mysterious area. When I did the one about Wabash, there was that panther that people claimed to have seen years ago. This one, and then there's another, it's like the largest underground cave sinkhole in the world, and it's in China, and they have a thing that legend is called a misty panther that's supposed to like disappear. I'm like, I want a ghost cat. Keep away burglars.
And birds.
Yeah.
Mice.
Well, the same clearing the shepherd led his sheep to is still there today, but it doesn't grow any vegetation, even when it's seeded. Scientists have conducted multiple surveys on the ground and have found no cause as to why nothing will grow there. That clearing is also where a large number of the occurrences happen, since it is a clearing. If people are brave enough, that's usually where their camp. I mean, a clearing's the best spot to camp. You don't have to cut no trees down.
Right.
There are some who believe that the clearing is actually a vortex or gateway to another dimension, which is why all the strange stuff keeps happening. But if you're like me and believe in all the cryptids, fairies, and spooks of the world, that's what I think it is. As soon as I heard about the 5-year-old girl who went missing 4 or 5 years and showed back up in the same outfit, I thought, girl, that's fairies. Like, I covered fairies months ago. I'm like, this is exactly what they do. Fairies will even sometimes replace kidnapped children with one of their own. Remember, it's called a changeling. I'm like, ooh, they should have done a blood test on that little girl when she came back. Like, what's your mom's name? Although Romania sure has a laundry list of creepy, spooky, and bloody humans and creatures, I can still see it all as true and desperately covered up by their government. But whether you believe it or not, if you ever find yourself next to Hoyabacu Forest in northwestern Romania, best play it safe and don't go past the forest's edge. But if you do, please tell us all about it, if you make it back out. Dun, dun, dun.
That was good.
I love a creepy forest. And
right.
I'm such a glutton for punishment. I would go in there and be like, please take me, God.
Oh, take me now.
Never had a fairy man. What's that? Well, I did Bless Your Heart last time. So this week is Touch Grass.
There you go.
And it is from Reddit user NoLie6694, entitled Sharing is Caring. She said, currently there are people outside doing work in 90-degree heat. My HOA pays for it, and it's almost always a new group of men who do it. Today, most of them are wearing the company's sweatshirts or t-shirts, and I happened to walk out to my car to grab something, and a few were just sitting around my stairs in the little shade that we have on my street. They quickly apologized and went to stand, and I just told them, "You're totally fine. You know, it's shade. You're not hurting anything." Well, she said as she was coming back, one man quietly asked if he can use her hose to refill his water bottle. She said, "I of course tell them to just wait a moment and bring out some of my glasses and a pitcher of cold filtered water for them." One younger kid starts to tear up. He had asked someone down the street if he could just simply use their hose, and the owner of the house yelled at them and told them to get off their property and just do the job and leave. She said, "Not only is the UV index currently very high, but my area is also under an air quality warning, and it feels 10 degrees hotter than it really is." So she said 90 degrees. So it feels like around over 100 degrees outside while these men are working.
I always feel bad seeing people work out in heat like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And she said, "It's just water. It took me less than 3 minutes." And they were all very grateful, brought my cups back to the door, and continued their work. Those workers were literally touching grass. But it would seem that entitled, rude people need to get out and touch it themselves. Just imagine being the type of person who refuses someone water on a 100-degree day, let alone someone working outside in that heat. The lady from the story was so kind to go inside and bring them glasses of ice-cold water. And to anyone who thinks of themselves as too good to give a thirsty person a drink of water, especially from the water hose, touch some freaking grass. May you know what it's like to want something as simple as water and be refused and yelled at the way you did those men. Shame on you, and shame on those who raised you. All of you have failed at the basic of human compassion.
So sad.
I'm like, how are you going to refuse someone water?
Right.
Literally the basics of human kindness. Right. A glass of water. What's that going to cost you? 5 cents? Good God.
Right. Shane and I have a friend that every now and then when it's really, really hot out where she lives, her and her kids will get a bunch of water and take it and give it to construction workers just along the way.
Mm-hmm. When it's really hot, like you get a delivery driver or something.
Right.
Have some water for them in the fridge. Here's a bottle.
Yeah. Right.
I do that in the winter. I know you're supposed to like give your post people like something for Christmas, that's something new I learned. We never grew up doing that. Mm-mm, I didn't really. Yeah.
My grandparents always did, but I mean, I'm lucky to get Christmas for my kids, you know, and
well, just
close friends. I just don't have
I just
the money
do
for
like
it.
A little care package. Like, here's a couple granola bars. Here's a package of those hot hands. Cause I mean, it's the middle of winter and that's a cold job. Yeah. Always have the door open. You know, I've probably spent maybe $5, but like, you know, here's something. Just make sure my packages don't get left out in the rain. Thank you. See you next year. Well, we want to give a big shout out to our amazing patrons. Hi, hello, and howdy. And we thank you for all of your support on Patreon. I forgot to get the names. I am going to start doing only every episode calling out the top patrons.
The VIPs.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I've been listening to other podcasts we have 100 and it's very difficult. Like the app on Patreon doesn't let you like just pull up a list of people. So I forget. I'm like, have I said this person? Have I said it 10 times? Because one of our listeners was like, "You've said my name enough. You can go to someone else." I was like, "I'm sorry. I have no way of knowing, you know, unless I look back at all of my scripts, like whose name did I say?" Well, then some of them have the same name.
There is a way that you can put a note in there so you know when something was sent last.
You'd have to do it on the computer, though.
Yeah, you have to do it on the computer.
Yeah, the app. They need to work on that. I'm like, why can I not look at just a list of all of our patrons?
That app isn't great.
Yeah, the app is very basic.
They need to revamp that. Because even this morning, that's why I didn't have the names. Because I'm like, how do I freaking find them?
Yeah, you can't on the app. You have to actually get on your computer.
Well, that's the pits. Well, don't forget to remember to follow us on Instagram or join us on Patreon for bonus episodes, shout outs, And you can find us under the username It's Mystery Inc. Make sure to join us on Facebook at Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole. Come play in our hole. And be sure to visit our website, itsmysteryinc.com, where you can find all of our past episodes, merchandise, such as our Amazonite necklaces, right here between my perky bosoms. I got my little dicks. We have cups, shirts, mugs, and someone buy Kim's big old BBDs. They smell real good.
They're still sitting right there. I can see them every time we record.
We also welcome your contributions. If you have any suggestions for mysteries, heartwarming stories, unusual or stupid criminal behavior, someone that needs to touch grass, or anything that's left you shit and fire besides Taco Bell, please don't hesitate to share them with us.
That was good.
And I want to let everyone know that you can submit people you've seen or know for touched grass. Just change the name so neither one of us gets in trouble.
No one will get a whooping.
Ain't gonna get no whooping today. And if you don't change the names, just you can leave me a note on there. It's like, use fake names and I'll come up with some good funny ones.
Blanche, Sophia.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you over on Unmasked.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye.
We should start harmonizing.
We should.